It's 11 o'clock. We're going to have singing after a while. There's some things that I need to leave with you this morning. Lord knows all about them. I'm just gonna mind the Lord. We're going to read some out of the book of Genesis. Now, I don't know altogether what we're going to read or what we're going to do, to be honest with you. I really don't. And I don't do this on a norm, but I really feel this morning this is what we need to do, so we're going to carry on, so you just bear with us. And I do not know. Don't know which way I'm going altogether. We've got thoughts. I got two or three thoughts. I got three or four thoughts. I'm going to give you the scripture. I may never get around to it. I may not. We're going to read some out of Genesis, the 5th chapter, and Genesis, the 8th chapter. And I'm going, Lord help me this morning. I say I'm going to give you the scripture. I am. There's a reason behind this. You may think I've lost my mind, but I've got more than one message. Now, I'm not trying to preach everything I've got, but I got news for you. These things are close. They're close. Might not mean much to you, but it means something to me. That goes along with Genesis. Let me read it. I don't know which way to go, what to do. But I ain't gonna jump ship. I'm gonna hang in here like Lord helps me figure it out. I know. I'm going to read some out of the 5th chapter of the book of Genesis, starting with the 28th verse. And then we'll go to the 8th chapter. It says, "And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." Now listen. God had cursed the ground. Cursed the earth, that it did not bring forth. It brought forth thorns and thistles. Man had to work by the sweat of his brow. That was put upon man because of the sin that came into the world and into the picture. By one man's disobedience, many or all become sinners. Yes. By one man's disobedience. Brethren, we're all sinners. You, as an individual, don't have to live like the devil himself to become a sinner. You come to the knowledge of the truth. You come to the condemnation of the Lord. Brethren, you'll become a sinner. You come to the knowledge, you'll become lost. Lost. Brethren, there'll be something in you that does not want to die in that condition. Glory. Yes, sir. I can't make you lost. Your brother can't make you lost. Your mother can't make you lost. It don't come down to the genes. Brethren, it comes because man had sinned in the beginning. Yes, sir. And we all are sinners. I hope you're a sinner saved by grace this morning. Glory, hallelujah. You've been in our Sunday school. I'm not going to preach on that. I don't think. Brethren, condemnation comes between you and God. There's not one thing I can do about it. There's one thing you can do about it. Woo! Glory! You become a recipient of the Holy Ghost of God. I'm enjoying it. I don't know where you are now. I ain't even got around my message. Listen, Lamech had a son and called his name Noah. It says, for he shall comfort us. Did you hear that? He shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands. Brethren, that's what the Bible says. That's what the book says. Brethren, they toiled and they labored. Brethren, it was upon them because of sin. Yes, sir. Now, there's a curse. Was they not? There's a curse. I might have to run this morning. Yeah. Y'all don't know where I'm at. Okay. 8th chapter. You go through the 5th and the 6th chapter, and you are the bottom of the 5th, and go throughout the 6th chapter and the 7th chapter, you'll find that God destroyed the earth. He flooded it. And the only safety there was in the ark. That's the only safety there was, in the ark. And according to the scripture, there was eight souls that entered that ark. All manner of four-footed beasts. And they was two of clean, seven of clean. Yes, sir. If you'll read the scriptures, my friend, you'll find out that it took Noah about 100 years to build that ark. Then the Lord said, come in. At this point in time upon the earth, my friend, it had never rained. Water never had come out of them clouds. Never. Ever. If there was a cloudy day, it did not rain. Didn't. They never had seen what water could do. No. Now, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where they built that ark. I don't know if they went out there and found them a close place to the water. I don't know. I don't know if they went up on the mountain and built it on a mountain. Or whether they done it down in a valley on the side of a hill somewhere, I don't know. But according to the word of God, they build an ark. And brethren, it ain't the ark that's in Kentucky. Oh! I ain't taking nothing away from that. Probably a good replica, what I can understand and hear. You think about a vessel, my friend, that kept animals and eight souls for a little over a year. They had all the provision they needed. Yes, sir. And they took care of their necessary daily duties. Yes, they did. Got to get rid of my lifesaver. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. It's amazing how many people put a lot of emphasis, my friend, on certain things like what they've done up in Kentucky. I'm not taking away from that. Listen, I'm not. I want you to know that a man by the name of Noah built an ark. They built it out of gopher wood. And the Bible says he pitched it within and without. There's one window in the top of it, and there's one door in the side of it. Yes, sir. And the Bible says when Noah entered the ark, being the eighth person, that God shut to the door. Folks, there was no more access to the ark. None. Door was closed. You go and read in the book of Revelation, he said, I shut and no man opened it. But he also said, Mike, I opened and no man shut it. Thank God. I set before thee an open door. You hear me? Listen. So the earth was cursed. God flooded the earth. Them two chapters. Come a day, my friend, he let forth a raven. That raven never come back. Let forth a dove, and here she come. Let forth another dove, here's come with a twig. Let them go again, thank God they'd never returned. Glory! Hallelujah! And the waters were abated. That's what the Bible says. The waters were abated. Bible says that Noah come out of that ark, my friend, and he built an altar. I'm going to read it to you. Genesis 8, I'm going to read 21 and 22. This is when they had come forth of the ark. Now this is what went on between Noah and God. Brother, the earth had already been took care of, flooded. That all that world was gone. Gone. Was never again. That's what I'm going to preach on just a little bit. The 20th verse, 8th chapter. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21st verse. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living man. Everything living as I have done. Listen. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Shall not cease. Brethren, Lamech had a son called his name Noah. Said one day he's going to comfort us concerning the ground that God hath cursed. Glory. Come out of the ark. Thank God. And God said, I'll never again curse the earth for man's sake. Never again. Never again. Listen, preacher, I don't know where I'll like that preaching or not. I want you to know it's the Bible. And never again will I smite everything living as I have done. Not again. Not again. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. I'm going to preach that. Yes, sir. I might be the only one that believes this. I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, things changed when Noah come out of the ark, and brother, the earth was not cursed anymore. Yes, sir. He said, while the earth remaineth, this is what's going to happen. These folks today, my friend, tell you that you could know, my friend, that the end is near because the seasons have changed. Not according to the Word. Not according to the Word. He said, while the earth remaineth, there shall be seed time and harvest. Yes, sir. I know I've preached on this before, some of this. But brethren, there's some things that God had put in place that he never would do again. Hot and cold, summer and winter, day and night. That's the way it'll be. How is it today? Crafton, how is it in your lifetime? Yes, sir. They've always been day and night. They've always been winter and summer. Brethren, me and you ain't going to change it. We might have mild winters. We might have hot summers. And I want you to know something. You can look at a tree and tell, my friend, whether or not spring's coming or not. Huh? Yes, sir. I don't care what the temperature is. You let it get in February and it get up about 70, 75 degrees, them trees, my friend, start budding. Yes, they do. Come around March and get down to freezing, kill every one of them. Huh? Yes, sir. I know what it does. You do too. Yes, sir. But it does not change. It always has been. And brethren, it always will be. Never again, my friend. God said. Noah didn't say this. Noah didn't speak this. Brethren, God told him to go and replenish the earth. That's what he told him. Multiply. Increase. Listen. I like that song. I meant to tell you, women, we appreciate homecoming. We do. I appreciate all the food and everything everybody prepared for homecoming. I can't get over a little song that Rhonda sung. There's been a few times. There's been a few times. I'm going to read you a couple of verses about what the Lord said he was not going to do anymore. And this is concerning the children of Israel. God help me, I can't help it. I got to take my time. You say, preacher, and I'll be honest with you, I couldn't write a message. Well, I probably could. I probably could write a message. I had a man tell me one day, he said, you ought to write a book. And I said, I got no business writing a book. Yeah. But, you know, I get to thinking sometimes I might ought to. Huh? I just might ought to. I'm not that enthused, my friend, about sitting down and writing a message. You know why? Yeah. I know why. Yeah. I told them this morning, my friend in Sunday school, I would to God sometimes we met on Fridays. Yes, sir. Sometimes, you know, Tuesdays. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes. You know why, Crafton? You know why? Yeah. My friend, that God gives you something. Sometimes, my friend, you know, thank God it ain't going to hold. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you a couple of verses, and then I'm going to give you some scripture that I may or may not ever get around to. I have no clue this morning. My friend, there's nothing in this world any better, thank God, than being a child of the King. Hallelujah. And brethren, you've got access. Now, brethren, that's something to be proud about, ain't it? I'm a child of the King. I might have been a beggar. I might have been a poor man. Brethren, God bought me just like I was, my friend. Yes, he did. In the book of Amos, you'll find Amos, my friend, he said he wasn't no prophet. He wasn't a son of a prophet. But brethren, God made him a prophet. And thank God, give him words to give to the children of Israel. And I love it. Thank God he talked about a line, a plumb line, a wall being done by a plumb line, and a man with a plumb line in his hand. Thank God, standing on top of the wall. Amos. The 7th chapter, the 8th verse. I'm going to read one other verse. Amos prophesied about some things. I'm going to have to back up just a little bit. Amos prophesied unto the children of Israel about some things, he said, that's coming against you. That's what he said. They're coming against you. Israel is coming against you. And he said, because these things are coming, he says, therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to meet him. You best prepare. That message will work today. Yes, it will. That ain't what I'm on. Never again. Never again. No more. I'm going to read you some script, couple of verses here, and then I'm going to Revelation, the 21st chapter. Brethren, there's some no mores that are the same as never again. Not again. No more. 7th chapter, the 8th verse. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. Listen. I will not again pass by them anymore. His people. His people. 8th chapter. 2nd verse. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. Prophecy. You hear me? Prophecy. Brethren, he prophesied unto them he was not going to pass by them anymore. Israel. Listen, I'm not, well, I am too, I guess, in one sense of the way. I don't look at Israel today like the world looks at it. And you shouldn't either. Preacher, you're getting in trouble preaching about Israel. I want you to know, thank God I am of Israel. Glory. Spiritually and not naturally today. Why did he prophesy unto them he wasn't going to pass by them no more? He wasn't going to be in the midst of them no more. He cut them off. Read your book. I ain't got time to get into all that. Revelation, the 21st chapter. Listen. Listen, never again. No more. What did he tell Noah? He said, I will not again. Brethren, curse the earth as I have, nor every living thing will I cut off not again. That's what he said. We got people, my friend, living in the old world. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We got people, my friend, feasting off of the things of the old corn, the old world. Thank God they could have the new. I'm going to preach it to you. Yes, sir. God help me. God help me. Y'all pray for me. I'm serious. There's some things I would to God that I could just get a hold and just go. I'm going to have to take my time. There's a reason, my friend, that God spent time with me. I'm going to spend some time with you. Brother, just be patient. Glory. Hallelujah. No more. No more. First verse, 21st chapter. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. No more. Matter of fact, there are seven no mores in the 21st and the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. No more sea. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to leave it just like this. My friend, there is no more separation. There's no more division. Thank God he's brought us all together in his kingdom. The fourth verse. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. No more death. Listen to me. We're living in a world, my friend, where most folks are living to die. Yes, they are. You've got a misconception, my friend, of what death really means. Did not Christ himself, my friend, taste death for every man. Hear me. Heaven and earth's gone. We're living in a new heaven and a new earth. The second verse, my friend, of the 21st chapter says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Adorned. A bride. He said that's what New Jerusalem is. Is that not right? No more. No more death. If you're in the kingdom of God, my friend, there is no more death. Preacher, you can't preach that. We got a cemetery full of them. Brethren, find out what death he's talking about. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter, if you want to go and read it, my friend, you can find it for yourself. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Is that what he says? Oh, death, where is thy sting? I would to God this morning that you could get a hold of what I got a hold of. No. I would to God that what got a hold of me would get a hold of you this morning. Preacher, I don't know about all that. You can go back. You can go back. It's simple. You know, God is a simple God. Let me go on. You might think this morning, why, preacher, you'll find out before I hush why I had to take my time. There's things, my friend, that I know, sitting in the pews, my friend, I know. Thank God sometimes it's hard to keep people's attention. You get them about 40, 45 minutes and they're done. Yes, sir. Ain't that right? I know what I'm talking about. You know why I know what I'm talking about? I've seen you. I've seen your faces. I've seen it, my friend, when the old radio just turned off. Yes, sir. It happens, don't it, Crafton? I ain't going to put him on the spot, but I guarantee you he's probably turned some off. I have. Preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody. Can't help it. Can't help it. You may not think much, my friend, that goes on in a service, but brethren, you take a man, preach the word of God, you got 100 people in the congregation. My friend, you got about 100 different thoughts. Is that not right? You ever get your part of a message? Yes, you do. And you know what you do, Daryl? That's all you remember. Ain't that right? I ain't no idiot. It don't take an hour, my friend, to preach God's message. My friend, but sometimes it does because of the thought process. God knows what he's doing. Yes, he does. Brethren, and I've got a God that loves me this morning. You can't make me believe nothing different. Listen, no more death. That's two things. No more sea, no more death. Folks, I'll tell you, Listen. Neither sorrow. I'm going to get on some of you right here. Preacher, what are you going to get on to us for? My friend, he ain't talking about the sorrows we face in this life. Huh? Brethren, under that old heaven and that old earth, they grieved, they mourned, they sorrowed, and they still couldn't get right with God. They'd come bring their sacrifice for their sins. And when they went on their way, my friend, the remembrance of those sins was still there. Is that not right? No more sorrow. Yes. Yes. I probably look at things a little bit different than a lot of folks do. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. What I'm preaching you, you take the Word of God and you can back every bit of it up. I don't have to back it up. It's in there. He's talking about we done come to a new heaven and a new earth. Yes, sir. To a bride. Who in the world is the bride this morning? It's the church of the living God. I got a book on it. Preacher, you gonna take my views and my opinions, my friend, your penny ante sorrows you go through in this side of this earth, my friend, is not what he's talking about. Lord, help me. No more. I'll get finished with this. I've got another. And you listen. Nor crying. He said in the first part of that verse, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hear me. Hear me. No more crying. You know why it's so hard for us to associate that with anything except a natural crying? It's because that's all we know in this world. But in the world to come, which has come, there's no more crying. Y'all, I'm not going to convince you. I'm not going to convince you. You're going to leave here believing what you believe anyway. I know that and I understand that. But I'm going to preach to you what's no more. Not in this kingdom. Not in when the new Jerusalem come down out of heaven. My friend, he set up a new way. God help us. Let me finish with the no mores. Neither shall there be any more pain. Now, ain't that something? Preacher, I can't wait till I get to heaven that I won't have no more pain. I understand what pain is. There's people sitting right amongst us, my friend, that has pain every day. And they have to overcome it every day. But folks, he ain't talking about this natural pain. Now, no, let me finish. No more pain, for the former things are passed away. Did you hear that? Now, we're still in the 21st chapter. I'm going to read this next verse. I want you to put this next verse in its place. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new. I make all things new." Right. Listen. And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. You may think that things have changed out of the 21st chapter. When he said he saw New Jerusalem coming down as a bride adorned, he took John in the 21st chapter up on the high mountain. He said, "Come up hither, and I'll show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." Read it. The bride, the Lamb's wife. Listen. Who is the bride? The church. Where is New Jerusalem? You say, "Preacher, it's up yonder in heaven somewhere." It's heaven, all right. But it's set up in the hearts of men. Is it not? No more need. No more need. 22nd chapter. I ain't got time to get into all this. I ain't going to. I'm going to try to stick with what I've got. 22nd chapter. Listen, third verse. "And there shall be no more curse." You hear that? No more curse. What did he say in Genesis unto Noah? "I'll never again curse." He said, "There shall be no more curse." I could get on the curse for just a little bit. If I may, my friend, Christ himself became the curse for us. It's what this book teaches. He became the curse for us. He hung on the tree. That the saying, my friend, might be fulfilled, "Cursed be the man that hangeth on the tree." You hear me? He took the curse. The fifth verse. "And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." Listen, I'm going to read you another verse in the 22nd chapter. You say, "Preacher, that's talking about when we get over into heaven." I'm going to read you a couple of verses. And I want you to explain to me why in the world would an invitation be given in heaven? Yeah? This is the 22nd chapter, the 16th. "For I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bride and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.'" Come. Who's the bride? The church. Come. Brethren, you ain't part of the church if you ain't part of Christ. Listen. And let him that heareth say, come. Brethren, you'll get to that point. Yes, you will. If you ever get it. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. I'm going to read something real quick. If I can find it, Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost. Did he not? He stood up on the day of Pentecost and he preached and he told them, he said, brethren, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Listen, I want to read you the 21st verse, the second chapter of the book of Acts. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. 22nd chapter of Revelation. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Who is the water of life? Is it not Christ? Whosoever calls upon the name of Christ, the Lord shall be saved. Brethren, that happens today. You don't get saved when you get to heaven. There is a after death. There's a heaven. There's a heaven, my friend, that ain't a one of you sitting here knows anything about. Except we've been made to sit together in heavenly places. Have we not? Okay. Lord help me. Fifth chapter of 1 Corinthians. Nope. Fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians. Brethren, that was the seven no mores. Never again in the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis. Never again in the 7th chapter of the book of Amos and the 8th chapter of the book of Amos. I will no more pass by. Huh? He's talking to his people. Yes, he was. He's talking to his people. Now, I want to explain something real quick. Lord, help me. We're going to talk about the old and the new. The old and the new. I know that I'm going to have to hurry because your attention level's getting about like that. Preacher, you done give me so much, and there ain't no way in this world I can keep all this together. Well, I got news for you. It's real. It's true. Thank God this word to back it up. This word teaches it. And brethren, it ought to be something that we hold dear if we're a child of God. I'll ask you the same thing I asked Sunday school this morning. Do you know what bought is? Bought. Bought. Boys, y'all just have to bear with me. Bought. You go to the Hosea. You read the first, second, and third chapter. And you'll find out he bought his wife. He bought her. Yes, sir. And he said, you'll no longer play the harlot. Yes, sir. You'll no longer be for another man. Yes, sir. But ye shall be mine. I bought ye. Do you not know 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter? It tells us what? We are bought with a price. Glory. Hallelujah. He bought us. Who? Yeah. I don't understand it all. Listen. Old versus new. 2 Corinthians the 5th chapter. Galatians the 6th chapter. Galatians the 2nd chapter. Hebrews the 11th chapter. 2 Peter the 3rd chapter. 1 John the 5th chapter. Romans the 8th chapter. Did you get all that? We probably ain't going to finish all that. The old versus the new. The old, my friend, Jerusalem, and the old earth and the old heaven are passed away. No more. Most of us are living in the old world. If you're bought with a price, you go in the 6th chapter and read it. And you can also read it in the 7th chapter, 1 Corinthians. You can read them. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. 6 and 20. Last verse. Anyway, listen. Bought. I don't have to explain to you what bought means. Do you know that? Simple terms, bought. You purchased it. He redeemed us. He purchased us. He bought us. Brethren, we are not our own. He bought us. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 14th verse, and I'll read a few verses. I can't help it. I'm going to go as far as I can go. You can sing till tonight service starts if you want to. I really don't care. You really? You say, preacher, you ought not make statements like this. You know we're fixing to go into revival. And while we're talking about revival, I'll promise you, sitting right where you are, you've already made your mind up how many nights you can come. Amen. Yes, you have. Amen. You've already made your mind up how you can allow so much time these days. This is all I'll say, my friend, when it comes to talking about revival. You have one revival a year, and brethren, you ought to be prepared for it. Yes, sir. And you ought to be present. Like me, dislike me. Is that not right? I don't challenge people. I don't like a lot of challenge and what have you, and you can call it what you want to. But brethren, you ought to take some time this day, and pray God help you to be a participant in our revival. That's a shame to have to tell your own church. But brethren, I know what I'm talking about. Some of you got no means or no desire to even be here. God help us. Yes, sir. Preacher, we'll be glad when you get set down. I'm still up. You just bear with me. I can't help it. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 14th through the 21st verse. Listen, folks, there's some things we need to figure out just exactly which world we're living in. We sang the song right here in this church. Not much, but we sang this song, not getting on to anybody. I ought to get up and sing it myself. My friend, it says, I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. Are we not? Most of us still live in that old world. Preacher, you getting hard. This right here is hard when you take it and apply it. Second Corinthians, the 5th chapter, 14 through 21. I could have probably condensed some of this, but they, brethren, sometimes to get the gist of what's going on, we need more than just one verse. I can't be like Cody this morning. He said he could read a lot, but he just read one verse. I can't be that today. I can't be that. I've read a lot, and I'm fixing to read a lot more. Brethren, and I want you to realize that the old Randy world, my friend, ceased 1970. Glory! Hallelujah! And a new world began. Whether I understood it all or not, and I didn't. I was thinking, Brother J.L. Jarrett said that it took him a lifetime to learn to trust the Lord. It's took me a lifetime, my friend, to learn just what I got. And thank God I've got it! Brother, there ain't nothing you can do about it. You know when I got it? I got it one September Wednesday night, 1970. That's when I stepped into a new world. Crafton. I did. And this took me a lifetime to figure out what I had. Huh? I've enjoyed it. Goodmans, you sang a song, it wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Gonna make it to heaven somehow, thank God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how I'm gonna make it. That's how you'll make it. I don't care who you are. You got to be born again. Simple. Preacher, I ain't coming to that altar. Well, I wouldn't think that too much. That'd be exactly where you wind up. Preacher, I'll wait till there ain't too many people there. You're going to come on a night, my friend, when the house is full. Hear me. J.O. said a lot. I listened a lot. He said when he got saved, he said he wasn't going down there to that church. Said all them old hypocrites was down there. That's what he said. Wasn't going down there to get saved. I'm going to give you these verses because I ain't never going to get to them. But I'm going to read some of them because I want you to understand what old and new is. Yes, sir. Old and new. Preacher, you done preached? Preached everything else to. I'm going to preach you all I got. I'm going to preach you all God let me. Thank God he give it. Brethren, I'm going to bless you with it. J.O. said the Lord got a hold of him. And you know where he got saved? He got saved in that church with all them hypocrites. He said when he got up out of the altar, said all of them was round about him. He said he found out they wasn't hypocrites. The only hypocrite he knowed was himself. Huh? Think about it. Think about it. You'll never get saved just when you want to. You hear me? Brother, God deals with that heart. It's the most precious thing there is in life. Amen. Because it wants to give you life. Amen. And the outward man understands nothing about it. He can't receive the things of God. You can't. Me and you could sit down and talk for hours on end and you'd still get up wandering. Did you know that? Wandering. That's where you're at right now. Yeah. Wandering. You might be a wandering how you can get out of here. I don't know. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. They probably is. We ain't going to talk about what's wrong with me. 14th verse. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. It's plain, isn't it? Old, new. Wherefore, henceforth, knew we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, now henceforth know we him no more. Paul's talking in the old world about how things is, but listen. He's fixing to get out of that old world. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Is that not right? Is that not what I preach to you? Is that not what I tell you? Is that not what the Bible teaches? Brethren, it ain't the old. Thank God it's the new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Yes, he has. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Listen, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors. New world. New creature. Yeah. Yes, sir. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 6th chapter. You're gonna get by easy here. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Preacher, I ain't no new creature. Yes. If you've been born again, you are. Yes, sir. Old and new. Galatians, the 2nd chapter. Y'all just have to bear with me. I haven't ever in my life, since all the days that I've preached, Craft and I have never in my life felt so my friend, energetic about preaching unto you what God has showed me. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I became that new creature 1970. Went to a funeral the other day. One of her cousins had an old preacher there. Stood up. He is 99 year old. 99 year old. Got up behind the pulpit. He didn't stand very long. He didn't say a whole lot. But he got to talking about when the Lord saved him. He said the Lord saved him in 1949. Huh? And he is 99 years old. Thank God. And he's been a preacher about 70-something years, as far as I know. Pastored that church 2 or 3 times. Second chapter. Galatians. 20th verse. 20th, 21st. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? The life we now live. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Hebrews 11th chapter. Everybody knows 11th chapter of Hebrews. Listen. I'm going to read you 2 verses, the 25th and the 26th. No, I ain't. I'm going to start with the 24th. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. 1 John, 5th chapter. Little John. 1 John. Little John. I'm going to condense it. I could read a lot of it. I'm fixing to bring my remarks to a close. Now, I don't know. I don't know how the rest of this service is going to be carried out. I don't know what you've got out this morning of anything that I've said. But the Lord knows my heart. Folks, we got people in trouble. Preacher had one saved the other day. You ain't never satisfied. I think there's more than one that needs saving. Can I say it like that? I believe we got people, my friend, in trouble. And they're in trouble between them and the Lord. I thought one of our little great-grandsons up the house the other day, and he kept saying, something. He said, they'll put you in jail. They'll put you in jail. Then my granddaughter, she said, they taught them that in school. They get in trouble. Said, you going to jail. You going to jail. Well, preachers, I wouldn't scare them like that. Let me tell you something. You going to hell. Amen. It's not, my friend, something to try to scare you. I'm going to tell you, the night I got saved, there was one reason. Two reasons, I guess. Because God was dealing with my heart. Brethren, was number one. Right behind it is I was afraid of going to hell. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. And that's where I was headed. Yes, sir. That's where I was headed. I loved life. Let me tell you something. I hadn't lived to the place to where sin, my friend, was not a good bedfellow. I had pleasure in sin. I enjoyed the things I'd done. Yes, sir. That's not what got me. Brethren, what got me is when he showed me that I wouldn't write with him.
Amen.
Brethren, I didn't worry about the world then. Do you know that? I wasn't worried about the world when I was back there. Three quarters of the way back in the church. God dealing my heart, me shaking like a leaf. I wasn't worried about the world. I wasn't worried about, my friend, what tomorrow was going to bring. No, sir. I didn't think I was going to make it till tomorrow. Yes, sir. That's how I felt. I felt I was on my last leg. Things changed. You know what happened? You know what happened? My world changed. Yes, it did. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It takes faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That Jesus is the Son of God. I'm going to drop down. He that believeth, the 10th verse, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Folks, listen. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and in this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Romans 8 chapter. Mike, you can come and get a verse of a song. I don't know where the rest of the service is going. Romans, the 8th chapter. I'm going to read some from the 18th through the 23rd, I think. Old Paul said in one place, he talked about the creature. And he said, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Old passed away. All things have become new. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. 18, Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Do you hear that? For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. In other words, brethren, in the old world they travailed. They had sorrows, cryings, mournings, weepings, pain. Yes, sir, pain. They could not get rid of their problems. Could not. It's what this 22nd verse says. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Now, until now means to me that something's changed. Something's come to pass. And I want you to know it's the new. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the redemption, to wit, the redemption of our body. In other words, we're waiting for that new, if you've not had it. Hear me. Old and new. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I'll not get around to the rest of it. Can't help it. I've give you what we feel the Lord's give us. I have no reasoning this morning. If you want to say that I'm unreasonable, then you can just go ahead and say it. I have no reasoning this morning, my friend, on what I have preached unto you. I believe it. I believe it to be the Word of God. And I believe with all my heart, my friend, for the Bible says and teaches us that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Doors wide open. Gates open. Heaven's open. Yes, sir. Heaven's open. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. You looking at some things wrong. I want you to realize, my friend, that the new world that God created, He created for His people, the church of the living God, the Jew, which is inwardly and not outwardly. And there is an inward Jew. You know what Paul said? He said, my hope, my heart's desire for Israel that they might be saved. Is that not right? You gonna live in the old world? You gonna keep doing things the old way? Listen. Are you gonna come into the new? Now, you ain't going to understand everything that goes on. You ain't going to understand how it works. I'll promise you, you ain't. You can sit down and figure out, I thought a lot of times, just naturally speaking. Just naturally speaking. The Lord has sent me in places, my friend, that on pen and paper it didn't work out. Yes, he has, Crafton. I mean, it just ain't going to work. You can't make it. And you know what? Lord said, go. And you know what I done? I went. And you know what? I made it. I don't know how. I'm honest. A lot of things I don't know how. A lot of things, my friend, he took care of. Naturally. Yes, sir. Naturally. Preacher, he won't do nothing natural for me. He most certainly will. Folks, if we have revival at Mountain View Baptist Church, it'll be because Mountain View Baptist Church wanted revival. Let us stand.